Jahida Espada filed the complaint last month with the State Human Rights Commission after what she says was months of unsuccessful efforts to get administrators at Fort Greeley School and the Delta Greeley School District to transfer her 11-year-old son to a different English language learner class after the ELL teacher told the boy in October to stop speaking Spanish in class.
My son was coming home frustrated. It was very concerning to me. And my son was complaining about the teachers telling him to not speak Spanish. And I'm like, that's his native language. And we have the right to speak our language anywhere.
Espada and her family are Puerto Rican. She says they've been living in the Delta area for 3 years now. They're among about 24 families from Puerto Rico who live in the area because of a family member who, like Espada's husband, are assigned to the 49th Missile Battalion, the National Guard unit that operates the missile defense base on Greeley. Espada's complaint to the commission alleges that despite her requests, the district refused to transfer the boy out of the ELL class, and that in November, the district contacted Alaska State Troopers and temporarily barred her from coming to the school. Espada also alleges the district didn't give her access to a formal complaint process, and she says that her son, who she says is hyperactive, was unfairly suspended from school for 4 days over another incident in which he did not stay in his seat as instructed. Espada says she's had ongoing problems getting the district to provide adequate special education accommodations for her three children, especially occupational and speech therapy and psychological support.
My kids had not been specially accommodated for their learning disability services.
Espada says she's also frustrated that school administrators haven't been able to stop the bullying that she says her children are often subjected to in school.
When your child is being picked on by kids, bully, calling midgets, retard, crazy because you're special ed, your frustration comes bigger and bigger as a parent. No one should be treated like that.
District Superintendent Duncan Ware acknowledged that the commission has notified the district of the complaint, but he says he can't comment on it. Commission Executive Director Paula Haley also declined comment. Haley says the commission typically looks into complaints such as this and usually will attempt mediation before moving ahead with a formal accusation and investigation. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.